Thunder Bay, up to 300 residents flocked to Prince Arthur's Landing for the first day of Winter Fun Days this weekend. The free programming ran for 2 hours on Sunday and will continue weekly until March 16. Each week it will have indoor craft activities by the Community Arts and Heritage Education Project, CAHEP, at the Baggage Building Arts Center and different out-of-location events. I think on Sundays it's sort of hard to expect with the community if they'll make it out, especially if it's a little chilly, said Braden Cassidy, the City of Thunder Bay's community program developer. But I think having this free community programming, it's a great opportunity for the public to get out and instead of having a lazy Sunday afternoon, having something fun to do with their family and friends. Cassidy said he hoped people would come, check it out and see all the cool stuff going on. The Thunder Bay Figure Skating Club kicked off the afternoon with an introduction to figure skating demonstration on the rink. Cheryl Struve, the Thunder Bay Figure Skating Club's publicity chair, said they made a short video before engaging with all the little skaters on the ice by showing kids some tricks, including how to fall and get up. She said it's good to see many people at the rink. Skating is for everyone, whether you're just learning how to skate, are new to Canada, or are an adult wanting to learn something new. It's fun and the Learn to Skate program is taught by certified coaches, said Struve. CAHEP also held a Feathered Wings interactive craft activity alongside a Frozen Junior sing-along with the All the Days Productions cast at the Baggage Building Arts Center. It was the production's 10th year at the center. Marsha Arpin, the All the Days Productions creative director, interacted with the community alongside a dozen actors dressed up in character to sing and dance throughout the afternoon. She said with the family skate event, they embraced Frozen. This involved a time for all 175 kids at the rehearsals to perform together, she added. Once I put the soundtrack on, we could have lots of voices and I'm sure the community will participate because everybody knows the songs, or it could be a very small group, but again, if we can share and have an opportunity to perform, awesome, said Arpin. It was also a chance for many of the 60 children acting for All the Days Productions to reunite after not seeing each other since November. She said she hoped to see them all out on the ice. The fact that we can be an interactive theatrical part of the inclusive events is lovely and often is just as rewarding for us because you get to see families happy and silly and that is sort of that smile I get to take home too, said Arpin. Michelle Opaski, her daughter Nora and son Jonathan came out to skate. Her daughter was part of the theater group and promoting the sing-along. Opaski said it's nice to be with everybody in the community. They love skating, so they love coming to the marina on Sundays and now, with all these fun days that they're doing, it gives them a chance to hang out with other kids and have some fun, said Opaski. Opaski's favorite moment was enjoying winter after warm temperatures and no snow closed many other activities. Now, actually having a day that we can come out and enjoy it as a family has been really nice, said Opaski. Nora also enjoyed skating with friends and Jonathan worked on his stopping hockey skills. Next weekend, Winter Fun Days will return to Marina Park for a CAHEP craft, All the Days Productions Theater Workshop and Club Culturel Francophone de Thunder Bay Sugar Shack to make fresh maple candy. Residents can find more information on upcoming Winter Fun Days on the city's website or updates on their Instagram and Facebook.